And welcome in Keystone Wildcat Wrestling coach Chris Vondruska. Coach Vondruska, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here this evening on the phone line. We appreciate the time as always. How are we doing?
Really good. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm sorry I couldn't come in.
Well, that's okay, Coach. We certainly understand. I mean, it is a global pandemic happening after all. And last week I was a part of the men's basketball preview show and a number of teams dealing with quarantine and having to do different things. So we certainly understand. Coach, just, you know, from an overall glance of things, tell us a little bit about this year's Wildcat group.
Yeah, we got 17 guys out for the team. And right now we're dealing with some quarantine issues right now, and we had about 10 at practice today, and you know, guys working hard, guys that are hungry. We have a lot of experienced guys. We have a big senior group that is really excited to end their careers on a bang.
Coach, talk about obviously some of the bigger name returners, people that the guys that people know. Obviously, starting with Nick Hickman, he's a state qualifier last year, two-time district qualifier Jose Morales, two-time district qualifier Cody Green. You know, several other district qualifiers. It seems like up and down the lineup, you have some guys who have some not just talent, but some really good experience on the high school level.
Yeah, our guys have turned it up on the right time. You know, the sectional tournaments have gone really good for us, and the district tournaments haven't gone bad either. You know, we got guys getting a bunch of wins. Jose got a bunch of wins at the district tournament. Ryan Healy got to be on the podium at the district tournament. And Hickman obviously got to qualify for the state tournament, and that was a crazy match for him to get to the state tournament. But like I said, we got a pretty experienced group and some holes down low, but guys that want to be there and guys that want to work hard.
And I'm always, you know, as a wrestling writer, I'm always interested in newcomers. And I know in your preseason info you sent me, you were pretty pumped up about Tristan Green, a freshman coming in. I know you said he was one of the better freshmen you've seen during your time at Keystone. Talk about Tristan and some of his accomplishments so far.
Yeah, so Tristan placed at middle school state as a seventh grader. So, you know, COVID didn't just affect the state tournament for high schoolers. It affected the state tournament for middle schoolers. So he was looking to do big things there, and that tournament got canceled as well. So he's hungry to get his high school season started, and he's been working really hard. So, I'm really excited about Tristan.
One of the things I was going to ask you about last year, you on the schedule, you had a couple of those dual in the school events, which have become popular over the last few years. I've covered a few of them. I love them. I've seen a few people already have them on the schedule for this year. In this new, COVID pandemic environment, is it a better thing to have these potential dual in the school events, or is it going to be a little tricky with this environment?
I don't think I don't know if tricky is the way we're no, it's definitely better how it was before, because we're not having pep rallies, we're not having, you know, the normal stuff that we're having in the gym, so they're not going to let everybody in the gym. They were talking about letting seniors in, but we don't even know if we're going to be in school next week. So we have Brunswick coming December 9th, so that's Wednesday. So I don't know. We're that event's still up in the air, but we were excited to have our packed gym, because we have some great students at Keystone that have great school pride, and we're going to involve the band, the cheerleaders, the dance team, you know, just like Brunswick did when they hosted us. And this year we're not going to be able to have all that, so it's unfortunate.
Obviously, the Lorain County League is the league you guys compete in, and last year was the inaugural season. You guys were just dominant during the dual meet portion of the season, went undefeated and 8-0 record. In the tournament, it was a battle. Obviously, Firelands came out on top on that. A lot of parity in this this league, and gives you good battles night in, night out. Do you expect the same this year? Have a lot of good challenges ahead of you in the LCL?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we hit Firelands at the right time of the season. You know, I think maybe if we hit him at a different week, it might have gone their way. We had a battle every single duel. Columbia duel was really tough. Wellington duel was really tough. Black River duel was really tough. It was a tough duel season. I was really proud of our guys to come out on top. And some guys fell short of their goals at the conference tournament. But they turned it around at sectional, so that was really cool. But I think we have a bunch of seniors that want to go out as conference champs. Luckily, we have Nick Hickman and Luke Moore, who both won it twice, and I think they want to win it again. And a bunch of guys that want to join them.
Well, Coach Fondruska, it sounds like Keystone Wrestling will certainly be fun to follow again this season. We appreciate you taking the time this evening to join us, albeit from the cell phone. But, hey, we appreciate the time nonetheless. Good luck to you and your team this season.
Thank you, guys. Go Wildcats.